AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the time, Tom Brady denied it.
I didn't, have any, I didn't alter the ball in any way.
But a report released by the NFL says the New England Patriots quarterback was at least generally aware deflated footballs were used in a playoff game. The report says Patriots employees likely deflated footballs, but there was no evidence coach Bill Belichick and team management knew what was going on. The Patriots went on to win the Super Bowl. Senators from both parties want a big independent review of the Department of Veterans Affairs.
The Senate VA Backlog Working Group reports that the VA has been able to reduce wait times in disability and pension claims, but the wait is still too long. Group co-chairman, Nevada Republican Dean Heller, says a bill the group is co-sponsoring calls for the General Accounting Office to investigate all of the VA's 56 regional offices.
No witch hunt. Just an opportunity for us to open their books and take a look at it. If there are ways for improvement, we're all for it.
The legislation would also require the Defense Department to work with the VA to make it easier for active duty troops to obtain their VA benefits when they leave the service. Tim McGuire, Washington.
The mayor of Baltimore wants the Justice Department to investigate the city's police department.
We cannot be timid in addressing this problem.
Stephanie Rawlings Blake is calling for reform after Freddie Gray died after he was placed in police custody. The governor of Maryland has lifted the state of emergency in Baltimore. Three people have been arrested in Los Angeles for operating the fictitious Masonic Fraternal Police Department that claims jurisdiction in 33 states and Mexico and says it has existed for 3,000 years. A boy who was missing for 11 days before being found in his home in Detroit in the basement says his stepmother ordered him down there and gave him food and electronic devices while investigators searched for him. Wall Street, stocks are down. The Dow is down 130 points. This is AP Radio News. A Grammy winner went to Capitol Hill to say now is not the time to scale back on the fight against AIDS. Here's the AP's Jerry Bodlander.
Elton John says great inroads have been made in the fight against AIDS and Congress has the power to bring an end to the disease. Appearing before a Senate panel, he warned against cutting back funding for the president's emergency plan for AIDS relief.
There is a window of opportunity before us, a window through which we can very clearly see the end of AIDS within my lifetime. We cannot afford to let the window close.
He also warned that if Congress does scale back its effort, AIDS would once again become, quote, a ruthless pandemic with disastrous and far-reaching consequences. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Marilyn Hartman, a woman with a history of trying to sneak onto planes without a ticket, has been arrested twice in recent days at both of Chicago's airports after being spotted loitering in terminal areas. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.